Hello and welcome to my podcast, Leadership Excellence with Chris Baker. My name is Chris Baker and it's my pleasure to be with you today. I'm looking forward to sharing leadership excellence skills and techniques with you over the coming weeks and months. Now, today's episode is called Preparing or Repairing. And in life, I believe that you are either preparing or you're repairing. In my career, I've come across many people who seem to revel in the fact that they are constantly firefighting, and they seem to use this as an excuse as to why they cannot complete the tasks that are on their to-do list. Now, I class these people as being in the repairing category, as they're always looking backwards, never forward. Now, one thing I know is it is very difficult to move forward when you're constantly looking backwards. Personally, I prefer to be more of a visionary, looking for solutions, not problems. Now, this is what I call a preparer. Now, to give an example, when you're driving your car, you'll notice that the windscreen is a lot bigger than the rearview mirror. It's another indicator that we should be planning where we want to go more than reflecting on where we've been and looking back all of the time. So, question for you. How do you approach your life? Do you wait and see what is going to happen? Or do you have a clear picture of where you want to go and then a plan as to how you're going to get there? Now, be honest when you answer that. The reality is that not many people have got a clear picture of where they want to go, and even less have an effective plan as to how they're going to get there. Now, a great leader is a visionary. They see more than others, and they see before others. This enables them to plan a course and then adjust it when they see a potential roadblock ahead. They're able to prioritize tasks and schedule them in order to be more effective. A great leader is also comfortable in delegating tasks and empowering others to develop their potential, thereby releasing them to be able to complete the tasks that only they can do. Now, the theme of my podcast is leadership excellence, and these are some of the skills and techniques that I'll be sharing with you over the coming weeks and months. If you haven't done so already, you can join my Facebook group, which is Leadership Excellence with Chris Baker, as this is where I will be hosting live teaching sessions and discussions on everything to do with leadership. Now, I believe that a great leader values people and they have a passion for developing talent. In turn, this creates a culture where leadership excellence is embodied throughout the organization. Over the years, I've had the pleasure of working with some great leaders, although I will add that sadly these are in the minority. There is a serious lack of effective leadership training and development, and it's my mission to reverse this trend, so I've made it my goal to manufacture leaders. Now, notice when I talked about the training, I said effective leadership training. Yes, there is some leadership training in organisations now, but is it effective? I don't believe it is in many cases. Now, too many leaders exist on the basic optional level of, positional level of leadership, where they merely have the title of leader. Some progress to the permission level where their direct reports accept them as a leader, and then a percentage of these leaders will move on to the production level where they demonstrate their ability to deliver results. A great leader will move up to level 4, which is the people development level. This is where they've demonstrated their ability to empower other people. The pinnacle level is somewhere that only a few leaders reach. And this is reserved for leaders who guide others to the people development level. It's called pinnacle for a very good reason. Now, through my podcast, I'll guide you through the concepts of continuously developing your own leadership potential, helping others to develop their leadership potential, for you to become a person of influence, and learning how to connect with people more effectively. All of these skills will, in my opinion, help to change the world for the better by creating a culture where leadership excellence is accepted as the standard, not the exception. Now, you can learn more about me by visiting my website, www.chris-j-baker.com. That's www.chris-j-baker.com. Or you can join my Facebook group, Leadership Excellence with Chris Baker. I look forward to sharing the knowledge and experience that I've gathered and continue to gather with you and watching your continued leadership development. Thanks again for joining, and I look forward to speaking to you soon. Bye for now.